A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, March 4th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mplananya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about by-election campaigns in Zimbabwe and the Ukraine-Russia war and campaigning for the forthcoming council and parliamentary by-elections is in top gear in Zimbabwe, where parties are holding rallies to drum up support. The opposition Citizens Coalition for Change will be holding a rally tomorrow in Bulawayo, while ZANU-PF is scheduled to have a similar event in Cholocho, that is Matabele North. In Ukraine, state officials say Russian forces have taken control of Europe's largest nuclear plant, Zaporizhzhia, after shelling it and sparking a fire in a building in the plant compound. This comes at a time when the Russian army is dropping bombs in many cities, resulting in a refugee crisis, which the United Nations says may hit about 4 million before the end of the year. Some of the people that have fled include Zimbabweans who were students at various tertiary institutions. And in sports, the second edition of the Basketball Africa League kicks off in Dakar tomorrow. Two other cities, Cairo in Egypt and Kigali in Rwanda, will host this edition's matches, as was the case for the historic inaugural tournament that took place in May 2021 in Kigali, Rwanda. 12 teams will try to succeed Zamalek of Egypt, winner of the first Basketball Africa League. Initiated by the prestigious NBA, the North American Basketball League, in partnership with the International Basketball Federation, the ball replaces the former African Basketball League. So, Zulwanda, balamtanje ke sabe sikhokha ngokuchiyeneyo okunye okukhulu kwangkhona esikhuluma ngama-by-elections okumele ayenziwe mhla ka-26 ombimbido. Siyabona ukuthi sibili kuningi okumele amabandla ekwenze ngesikhathi sokhetho lolu. Sikhuluma nje kusasa kuyabe kungani kuyahanjwa sibili koBulawayo njengoba sizwile ukuthi ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change kwalise White City Stadium ikakazela ukhetho lolu. Kuzathi njalo ngesonto ibandla leZANU-PF labe likhona ngale eCholocho esabeleni seMatabeleland North. So ke kuyabe kufika khona ngale eCholocho lakho kuyabe kulomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Sikhuluma nje nxa sesikhangela kwezinye zombusazwe zikhangele khona ngale kwele Ukraine ukuyanye ngazani ke ibutho leRussia selibambe chaka sibili i-nuclear plant okuthiwa iZaporizhzhia. Kukhanya ngazani ke leyi i-nuclear plant enkulu kakhulu. Singathi ke ibutho leRussia like laphosa amabhomba khona ngale kwalumata ngakho wesatsho ukuthi engxe kuzaba lokunye okunzima okuzaba khona. Kodwa kungazani ke i-situation yangkhona kuthiwa i-under control. So leRussia likhanya libhomba ngamandla khona ngale kwele Ukraine osokubhubhe khona abantu abafika 2,000. Wathi abayi 1.2 million sebebalekile kulelo lizwe. Umanyana we-United Nations uthi kulabantu abafika 4 million abalakho ukubaleka kusiyafika ekupheleni komnyaka. So siyabona njalo ukuthi abanye ababaleke khona ngale ngabadabuka eZimbabwe abafunda endaweni ezijeneyo. So abanye base-Hungary, Poland, Romania namanye amazwe. So ke kuthiwa ke uhulumente weZimbabwe sezama ukuthi abalungisele amatikiti ukuthi bahambe babuyele ekhaya. Nxa sesikhangela kwezemidlalo siyakhumbula ukuthi kwakwenziwa i-Basketball Africa League nyakenye, imidlalo yangkhona kwakunzima sibili, kwagcina kunqoba iqembu leZamalek lakho le-Egypt. So ke imidlalo le iqalisa kusasa second edition khona ngale ke eDakar kwele-Senegal. Amanye amadolobha amabili iCairo kuzobuya ke iKigali azabe lawo ele midlalo le. So umdlalo lo imidlalo le singathi qakathekiswa kakhulu yi-NBA yakho leMelika sibili. Kuyakhuthazwa ukuthi kuthuthuke i-basketball kuzwekazi le-Africa. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi i-International Basketball Federation layo isekela imidlalo le. So sabe siliphakulela okuningi ngokuya phambili. Kunjalo ke Mavela sinxa sikhuluma ngakho khonokho esibhekane lakho namhlanje.
Aiwati nokuchingamiza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chanasi nemusi wechishanu kudai March 4, 2022. Ako nasi tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yegadziriro yesarudzo yemabai elections. uye zvetichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika kunyika yeUkraine iyo yatakaona ichipindwa nenyika yeRussia zvine chisimba uye zvepari zvino Russia iri kuti iyo yawanikwa ichienda kune zviteshi kana kuti maplans enuclear emuUkraine. Tichiona zvakare kuti kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda zviri munyika iyi, zvimwe zvakakwanisa kubuda vachienda ivo kuPoland, vamwe vakaenda kuRomania, vamwe vakaenda ivo kuHungary, uko vari kuita upoteri uyezve vakamirira kuti vatengerwe matikiti kuti vadzokere kumusha. Tambotaura nechimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri kunzvimbo yeRomania vachiti ivo bazi rezve embassy yeZimbabwe iri kuGermany yakwanisa kunge ichitenga matikiti evamwe vari munzvimbo iyoyi uyezve vachibatsirwa zvakare nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri ikoko kuEurope kuti vabatsirane mukutenga matikiti aya ekuti zvizvarwa izvi zvidzokere kumusha. Vamwe vazhinji vawanikwa ivo vachipotera vachibva kunzvimbo yeUkraine vadzidzi vari kuita zvidzidzo zvepamusoro vari kuda kuita madhokotera kana zvimwewo. Asi tinonzwa zvakare kuti kuchiri nevamwe vari munzvimbo iyi yeUkraine vari kune imwe nzvimbo yakawanikwa iyo ichibhombwa mabridge nemarodhi zvokuti pari zvino vari munzvimbo yavanoti mabhanka uyezve pari zvino havasati vawana chokufambisa kuti vawanikwe ivo vachibuda munyika iyi vachitiza hondo irimo sezvo pasina zvokufambisa uyezve migwagwa isina kumira zvakanaka. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare mitambo iri kutanga iyo mangwana yeBasketball Africa League ichawanikwa iyo ichinakidza veruzhinji. Iyi mitambo yechipiri takamboona ichiitwa zvakare gore rapera. Asi tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare misangano miviri mikuru ichange iri kuitwa nebato reCitizens Coalition for Change yekutsvaga rutsigiro kuBulawayo uyezve tichiona kuti ZANU-PF ine wayowo musangano zvakare kuCholocho. Saka tichange tiri kuda kunzwa kuti zviri kufamba sei uyezve pari zvino hapasati pane mhirizhonga here. Taona nhasi vaConstantino Chiwenga vachitaura vari kuBulawayo vachitaura ivo kuti vanhu pari zvino vanofanira kugarisana pasina ipo zvekushungurudzana panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Asi vazhinji vari kutarisa vachiti izvi zvinofanira kubvawo kubato irori reZANU-PF uyezve kuti vachivenga kana vataura mazwi aya vachinyatsorevesa mazwi akanaka asi chinodiwa kuti vanhu vazoateedzera. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yee, kunjalo ke kurongo kunywa Marvelous ke sizwe ke uChiwenga ekhuluma khona ngale kuBulawayo lapho kade kuthanyelwa khona emgwaqweni libandla leZANU-PF.
Of comrade Dr. Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, the country has been taken to a new level, punctuated by a raft of development-oriented policies, programs, and projects. Itself an unmistaken characteristic of the Second Republic. Oriented, I wish to share with you program the one and only message from the President and First Secretary of the party that none but I wish to share with you shall build one and develop our country from the President and First Secretary by brick of the party stone that none upon stone shall build and develop our country. Our now spoken mantra upon stone, which says, Nyika inovakwa nevenevayo. It is where our lakiwa ngevanikazi varo, which says, Nyika inovakwa nevenevayo.
So that is the Vice President of Zimbabwe, Marvelous, there is talking about, what ZANU-PF is campaigning for. He says the nation has to be built by its owners, you know. So utilizo kumele lakhiwe ngabanikazi balo. Singazi ukuthi ikho kumbe hayi, yeah, kube khona pho Marvelous.
aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa va Constantino Chiwenga vachitaura ivo vari kubulawai vachiti hanzi nyika inovakwa nevene vayo vachitaurawo zvakare zvavari kuti ivo bato ravo rezanupf zvakagona kusvika panguva ino zvavari kuita kuti vari kuti ivo vanhu vavatsigire mune rutsigiro rwavari kutsvaga pamaby elections achaitwa mwedzi uno musi wa26.
Yes, we also had some kind of coverage in Harare where the ZEC chairperson, Priscilla Chikumba, was presenting before a portfolio committee, that is a parliamentary portfolio committee. She was talking about violence. You know, there have been some several incidents of political violence, and she says their hands are very, very tight, you know, because at the end of the day, they don't have the legal framework or legal mandate to actually, you know, arrest people. She says, if ever you talk about arresting anyone, you have to talk to the police, you know, if ever there's any violence and all those kind of things. So let's listen to what she's saying, Marvelous, about this issue.
Pakazaino inonzi code of conduct yakaita sebumbiro rekuti vanhu vanenge vachida kusarudzwa vanowirirana kuti aya ndomafambisiro atichaita kana takukambena hatirovane hatitukane hatimbunyikidzane saka kana anenge ambunyikidzwa ane kodzero yekumhanyira kumapurisa kuhuman rights commission ane kodzero zvakare yekuenda kunonzi kuelectoral court kuhigh court kunotaura kuti ndambunyikidzwa naningi ndirikuda kuti electoral court imubvise paballot paper imudisqualify mukanyora tsamba kuzeki muchititaura kuti maroho hambama zeki haina zvainokwanisa kukubatsirai nazvo pakuti kurohwa kwamaitwa uku kusakanganise nhau yesarudzo panguva yatinenge tichiita zvesarudzo munofanira kuenda kumapurisa monomhaka kuvhurisa doketi rekuti electoral act yakanganiswa kwete kuvhurisa doketi rekurohwa mbama.
Mataura imi kuti dzimwe nyika dzine matanha dzinoita kunge dzichimaelectoral EMP anga achikwanisa kunge achiranga mapato ezvematongerwo enyika ndezvipi zvimwe zvingakwanisa kuitwa kuti tinge tichipedza dambudziko iroro remhirizhonga.
Kune dzimwe nyika dzekuti tomboti munhu anenge achida kusarudzwa akaita kutuka vamwe kana kutaura mashoko akaipa musangano wake unobvisirwa mavhotsi eproportional representation kana kuti vanobhadhariswa mafaini anosvika kana kumamiriyoni dollars chaiko chaiko tiri kubhadharisa ifaini yekuti makatuka nguva yezvesarudzo zvisingabvumidzwe nemutemo wesarudzo saka isusu muno muzimbabwe masimba iwayo hatina uyezve muno muzimbabwe hatina masimba ekurejista mapolitical party kana kuadiregista zvinove zvinotitadzisa zvakare kuti tikwanise kuadzora nezvisungo nguva yavanenge vachiita zvavanenge vachiita kana kuti yavanenge vachipomerwa kuti vakaita zvavakudzivaita.
Hino pane zvimwe zvamungada kutitaura here zvakanangana nesarudzo dzimaby elections dziri kuuya idzi?
Zvandingade kutaura ndezvekuti vana vemuzimbabwe nyika inoi ndeyedu ngatiitei zvekuti kana tanzi bumbiro remutemo riri kuti tiwe nomaby election toita nerunyararo nekuremekedzana vana baba vachiremekedza ana amai vana mai vachiremekedza ana baba vana vachiremekedza vakuru vakuruwo vachiremekedza vana vadiki nekodzero dzevadiki munhu wese ane kodzero dzake mubumbiro remutemo ngatiregei kumbunyikidza pinda mukanzuro pinda mupalamendi nerudo rwevanhu vanenge vakakusarudza vachiona kuti uchanomiririra zvichemo zvavo kwete kupinda nekumbunyikidza.
Mataura imi kuti mitemo yesarudzo inoda kusandurwa uye pane zvimwe zvamakatura kuparamende mungatitsanangura muchidimbi kuti ndezvipi?
Zvinoturwa kuparamende zvinoturwa kune gurukota rinoona nezvemutemo gurukota rinoona nezvemutemo vane mutemo wavachauya nawo voisa pamberi peparamende kuti vane mutemo wavachauya nawo voisa pamberi peparamende kuti
For a very long time. You mentioned two specific examples, violence coverage and politically motivated violence. I just want to add to what the CEO has said. Technically speaking, violence coverage and politically motivated violence, these are electoral malpractices which are criminalized in terms of the Electoral Act. Now, because they are criminalized, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has absolutely no power at all to deal with allegations of criminal activity. That is not part of our mandate as a purely administrative EMB. When you look at other EMBs in the region, for instance, South Africa and Zambia, you will find that in terms of their mandate, they have a quasi-judicial or quasi-tribunal mandate, which actually enabled them to summon stakeholders to answer to certain allegations. And as a consequence of that quasi-judicial mandate that those EMBs have, they can actually fine EMBs. I've seen a political party in South Africa being fined 1 million rand, for instance, for an electoral malpractice, for hate speech, for instance. So do we have enough power? My direct answer is this. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has adequate power to deal with its current mandate, which is purely administrative. Now, if Parliament were to decide to give the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission quasi-judicial mandate, then of course we would expect commensurate powers to enable us to deal with that new mandate. Now, what we find is the perennial problem, Honourable Gonese, is that we need more robust voter education for stakeholders to understand that simply going on social media to say, I wrote a letter to Zex saying there was a politically motivated violence, that's not where your remedy lies. That is not going to assist you. Because we are in the middle of an election, we're running around, we're purchasing ballot paper again. We have a cardboard box full of letters saying, oh dear Zex, you know what, yesterday somebody slapped me because we belong to different political parties. Okay, report to your nearest police station. Report to the Human Rights Commission. They have investigative powers. We simply don't. And what I find is the Electoral Commission continuously gets blamed for failure to act in those instances because people expected to act. And they expected to act. And they...
Yes, that is Ms. Priscilla Chikumba of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. I think when I'm talking about this, okay, yes, routine. Abantu bangamelele ukuthi iZEC isebenze yona ngoba bona banamandla ngokutsho kwakhe ukuthi abanamandla ngijongitsho sibili ukuthi bengenzani. So ungavele utshaye ngumuntu kwezomba ngazo kumele ukuthi ubone iplan ukuthi ungenza njani, hambe emapholiseni ngokutsho kwakhe ukuthi ungaya kuZEC vele kawusozithole lutho. So iZEC kayikubambe konke lokho ngoba kayila constitutional mandate yokuthi isebenze njalo. So singazi ukuthi ungathini kona bomavelas ngena siso
aiwa apo tsangati kunzwa maichi kumba vachitaura panyaya yekushungurudzwana kwevanhu vanenge vari kuita zvemacampaign vari kutaura ivo kuti unofanira kuenda kumapurisa uyezve uchienda iwe kunotaura nehofisi inomirira nyaya iyoyo kuitira kuti usangoenda uchinoti aiwa ini ndarohwa. Aiwa unofanira kuenda ikoko uchibvotaura kuti ini ndiri muelection uyezve ndiri candidate ndakwanisa kushungurudzwa nacandidate nyanga wekupati yakati. Asi vanga vari kuti ivo seZEC havana yatingati simba rekuti vawanikwe ivo vachipa mutongo wekuti munhu anenge ashungurudzwa abviswe paballot paper kana kuti abhadhariswe mari sezvinoitwawo kune dzimwe nyika dzakadai seSouth Africa. Vataura kuti kunenge kuna ana South Africa imwe pati yakatowanikwa ichibhadhariswa mari inosvika 1 million rand pamusoro pekunge vakwanisa kunge vachishungurudza imwewo bato ranga riri kukwikwidza musarudzo. Saka ndozvavari kutaura ipapa vachiti ndozvavanoshuwira kuti munguva inotevera zviitike nekuti vanhu vanofanira kuremekedzana nekuti munhu wese tichitarisa mubumbiro remutemo ane rukudzo raanopiwa. Vechidiki vane rukudzo rwavo, vakuru vane rukudzo rwavo, saka vanhu havafanira kunge vachishungurudzana munyaya iyi yemabyelections pakutsvaga rutsigiro. Gibbs.
Yes, we've got a ZANU-PF councillor here. You know, she's talking about what is going on in Bulawayo. Tomorrow, remember, in Bulawayo, the CCC and all those kind of, you know, things are going to happen. Remember what happened a week ago, eh? There was so much violence, but let's understand what Zek is saying. She's saying, you know what? It's very impossible to actually arrest anyone. So let's listen to what she's saying.
Mama Moyo, ndingasitela ukuthi uhlelo lokukhankasela uvotela mhlaka 26 lumi njani esigabeni sakho?
Hayi, mina uhlelo lokukhankasela esigabeni sami do right siviri kuyahambeka kuyasebenzeka labantu siyabatshela ukuthi hayi bo bantu lingali okuqakathekileyo kuya register ukuvota hambani le register ukuvota ukuze nxa ufuna ongakufuniyo inkalakatho okuqakathekileyo is for you to go and vote ikho sibatshela khona ukuthi hambani le vota singali lingadabula ama-posters anamathiselweyo iposta yomunye nxa inamatseli ithiyi njalo ehe siyabaqonqosela sibili hayi kuhle sibili kuyasebenzeka.
So all what she's saying here, my brothers, is that you know, people should campaign very peacefully. And she says she's encouraging other people to do the same because there's no need for people to fight. You know, physical fights, she says, no, that's not the way to go. The best way is to just campaign peacefully. If you find some kind of posters from other people, don't tear them, don't do anything, but people should campaign in a very civilized manner. So, uchonjalala.
Aiwa apo tirikunzwa vamwe kanzura vachange vakamirira zano PF vari kutaura ivo kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachitsvaga rutsigiro murunyararo. Vari kutaura zvakare nyaya yekuti ukaona posta yemumwe wekune rimwe bato rakanamirwa pane imwe nzvimbo usabvise nekuti munhu wese ane yatingati iye anobvumidzwa kuti aise maposta ake nekukampenawo. Saka ngapawanikwe pachiitika iparunyararo uyezve kuti vanhu vawanikwe vachiyanana kana uri wepati yako wotsigirwa kupati kwako asi usazowanikwe uchibvisa maposta nezvimwe zvakadaro kuitira kuti sarudzo iri dziitwe murunyararo. Vakataura zvakare kuti ivo vari kukurudzira vanhu kuti vaende kunonyoresa kuvhota panguva inoi mabai elections asati atanga. Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. I think maybe our guests are in now. Let's check them out whether they are in or not. We've got one guest already, and that is Nkululeko Gwabalanda Mate. He's just a political activist. He doesn't have a particular party. Welcome to the program, Baba. Unjani Mate.
Nitola njani kithi nabo mavelasi nabalalela angazi noma ngiyazwakala
kahle. Ye, uyazwakala kahle kakhulu sibili. Ye, usondele kumic yakho ukuthi sikuzwe mnandi mnandi. Ye, so ke akutsho ukuthi wena ubona njani imikhankaso le ikhona ba?
Imikhankaso duwe ngiyayibona, ngiyibona ilobungozi kakhulu ngendlela engakhona. Amaphathi lawo ungananzelela iZANU-PF ne-CCC anama-followers amaningi kakhulu njalo a-enough la ama-followers abanawo ukuthi yi-50-50. So ngibe sengizibuza ukuthi kathi iZANU manje lo mkhuba wokuhlasela elinye amanye amabandla uthathaphi ngoba ile enough support. Okuyinto okuyingozi kokuthi ngoba bahlasele ekhwekhwe babulala abantu balimaza abantu bananzelela ukuthi iparty le manje ithi every strata kuma constituents ayo isinama gangsters. So okuyingozi okokuthi ngoba kusasa angazi angazi iparty le rally kodwa nina ngisachekanga igate. So okuyikuthi mangukuthi iTCC sasa ine rally koflawayo eWhite City eMathebeleleni. Ukhumbule nje ukuthi la maphathi mayisuka eHarare esiza eMathebeleleni abuye namabhasi ethwele abantu besiza kulani. Laba abantu asibazi ukuthi ngobani. Njalo thina masiphila endaweni like siphila koFlawayo emzini wakoFlawayo siyazana. Njalo asikwazi ukuhlasela. So abantu laba babuya nezimpi zabo akade bevele bezilwa yokuthi bekulelene khona ngale befuna ukuzozilwela koFlawayo. Kumbula ukuthi sike zalinyalelwa ngabantu koyezi kago ngendaba yokuthi babe be nezimpi zabo le. Kathi sibaqalile ukulwa le bayabuya futhi azazi namhlanje balala beplantane eWhite City. Kumbula iZimbabwe igcwele ngabotheketa kodwa ngamashuru. Labo bantu bagcwele ngamagrenada asazi namhlanje noma kuyalala kuplantwa wona lawo magrenada ngoba athi sebesesabi ukuthi behlasele layo. Abantu bakithi bazahamba beyohlala behlale kanti bahleli phezu kwamagrenada bethole sebelimele. Njalo ukhumbule ukuthi iTCC ayilamandla njalo ayilaphosa ayinani. Into ezayenza nayo futhi ukuthi nayo futhi bayenza ama-meeting ebusuku futhi laba bantu wena ama-gangsters. Bazahamba beyoplanta futhi nabo futhi into zabo zenezi ngoba sebesesaba ukuthi belwe i-straight line. Beyoplanta etholoji besilimazela abantu futhi ngomva kokuthi 1985 sinyalelwa ngabantu nge-ground. Manje babuya lezimpi zabo khona le mashonaland yinto abazazenza futhi i-advice engayinikeza abantu bamathebeleleni bayakwazi ukuthi bona bafuna ukuvotela abantu babahlale ezindlini bekele uhambe emaralini lawa azingozi othola sokugwazwa ngemkhonto kathi sabantu bayisabuye ejele senezaplant into zabo phansi sithole sesinyalelwa ngabafowethu sivele sisalinyalelwa kangaka.
Yeah, marvelous to hear what Mr. Mate is saying, is that, you know, there's this issue of political violence. He's very worried about the situation right now. I think you heard what Ms. Priscilla Chikumba was saying, that they don't have power. So the police are there to only do their job, you know, and not to Zek, because he doesn't have the police. He doesn't have any mandate to actually do that kind of a thing. So he's worried that maybe tonight, as we speak, there are some people who are going to be trying something at White City Stadium so that they can actually corner some supporters of the Citizens Coalition for Change. So he says there's something that needs to be done, you know, because Zimbabwe has been experiencing such violent activities for a long, long, long time. Yes, marvelous.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa munyarikani vedu vabate vachitaura ivo kuti pari zvino vari kushungurudzikana nenyaya yekushungurudzwa kuri kuitwa vanhu vanotsigira mapato. Vari kutaura ivo kuti semaonero avo vari kufungidzira kuti mangwana panogona kuita mhirizhonga zvakare, apo panogona kutsvakwa vanhu vanogona kuenda vachinonyongaidza yatinoti musangano uye weCCC uriko mangwana kuWhite City, vachitaura zvakare kuti taona Mai Chigumba vachitaura ivo kuti Zek haina simba rekuti risunge vanhu vanenge vaita zvemhirizhonga. Saka ndozvimwewo zvatiri kutarisa ipo pano kuti zvoitwa sei, tichiona kuti Zek yageza maoko ayo ichiti iyo haina simba rekusunga vanoita zvemhirizhonga. Asi mangwana tiri kuona kuti pachange paine musangano mukuru weCitizens Coalition for Change, tichiona zvakaitika kuKwekwe, uko takaona kuchifa munhu mumwe chete pamusangano wakaitwa ikoko wavachamisa. Saka vazhinji vakatarisa kuti zvii zvichabuda pamusangano wamangwana.
Yes, marvelous. So I think we are waiting for the other guests. They should be joining us shortly. We'll see how far we can go with our program today. And hopefully Regis Busango has joined us. Let me check whether he's in now. So he's still not around. So wait for him. So ke simelela abanye ukuthi bangene kona bokuhlelo ukuthi sixoxe labo sizwe ukuthi kuvele ukuhamba njani lapha ephakona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba. So ke kulomnye ubaba lapha marvelous okhuluma lo ezochisa Sibanda ukukhona ngale entaba zinduna. Akumuzwe, this guy comes from very, very far, you know, in a certain place. You will say it. Let him say it, and then you'll hear his story, you know, his concerns, the life that he's facing under the current government and all those kind of things. So here he comes.
Hello, sir. What's your name, sir?
My name is Tichaona Mtovulu.
Tichaona?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
I find you in Tabazinduna. What's happening? There's voter registration. All of you guys are walking around. You're not registering to vote. Why?
Yeah, me, I come from Marsh East Weza, so almost 700 kilometers away from this place. I'm a learned person. I'm someone who would, now I should be working, getting salary. But the job that I'm doing doesn't have benefits. Even today, if I wake up, my leg broken, that's it. I don't have anything on it. And just for the, I'm very youthful. I'm only 35 years old. And but just imagine coming from Marsh East Weza to look for something here in Matabeleland and in Abazinduna. And the cutters, we don't have anything yet. And we're trying to get something out of the sale.
So here, what are you doing? Artisan miner, what are you doing exactly?
Yeah, we are artisan miners. And we are working under someone who's been given a claim by the government. But the government didn't even give him the money to start mining. You are given a claim but no capital. How can you mine? Yet mining is capital intense.
Mm.
You need money to start mining. And you need compressors, you need maholas. They say, youth, you are giving new claims. Yes, you get the claims. But how can I start mining? And
so they find a mine for you and tell you that Tinashe, this is a mine for you. But they don't give you any resources.
That's it. You're only given a mine. Remember,
just land like this.
Just land. Germans came here in Zimbabwe long back. They had everything. The German government would fund the mining industry. And it, Zimbabwe is rich. We have got, especially Matabele land, vast of gold. But no one is mining it. We say we own the land, we have the claims, but we don't, we cannot extract the gold under the ground because we don't have the capital. You see, that's why you find some of us, we die in peace, because what we are doing, we are mining mbuyane and kind of mining. We are using sand and chisel, yet we are living in the third world and we should be using explosives, compressors,
everything. Yeah. But how did you see who got the mine exactly? How did you find the mine? Was it allocated? Do they allocate? You apply? What happens?
The guy said, you know, the chiefs here is kind of like a chiefdom. And it, so he was told, you know, the chief is giving people, the local people, and it, but him, as the beneficiary of the guy who is living, he's a local guy, and it, he got the claim. And it, even him, the chief, has got three claims, but now there's nothing happening on that claim. It's now 4 years, he got the claim, but it's just bush. And it, he has got the mine, and it, but there's nothing happening.
So, now that you are told to go and register to vote, so you find that it is not helping at all to register to vote. Look at there, it's empty, there's nobody in there. But it's Zek people, they're waiting for people like you, the young ones, to come and register to vote.
We are fed up. The thing is, you see, sometimes, especially the youth, it is us who has been affected mostly in Zimbabwe, and especially from the age of 40 to 15, nothing. It's like me, I finished school 2005, but I've never withdrawn money from the bank. And it, the last year I voted, but my vote went in vain. And it, we vote, especially in towns, people we vote, especially us, we need change.
So you believe that the voting is just waste of time?
To me, it's just waste of time. I think, like the president said, Zimbabwe is open for business. He's doing business. I should also be doing business. If he's stealing from the country, why can't I also steal from that? He told us openly, Zimbabwe is open for business. I'm doing business. You should also do business. And so right now, what I'm focusing is just to me and my family, me and my kids. As long as my
from
kids,
hand to mouth, just working.
Yeah, hand to mouth. And it, because even if I try to cast my vote, it won't change anything. And it, so now what we want, people, they are fed up. Especially the youth. Those people you are seeing, they just check the ages, maybe from 40 to 60.
Yeah,
but those are the people who have benefited before. They've got houses, they've got cows, but they've worked maybe in the regime, Emma White and the other part of Mugabe regime, where people, where our currency had devalued and it. But us as youth, see nothing out of it. Thank you, Mama.
There you are, Marvelous. That's one of the people who's very disgruntled about what is happening in his life. So uyakhala kakhulu lapha uthi impilo kayihambi ngendlela ayifuna yena. Uthi selokho waba nguye azakasebenze lokana ukuthi uyazuza icheck kumbe wenzani. Kuloko kuyi-mining claim lapha asebenza khona uthi uvela kusebenzeki. So ke kulobu zimo obunye obumangalisayo. So ke ngena khonapho ke sibe sibiza uRegis Vusango angene khonapha kuhlelo. Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe mukomana murume wechidiki ari kuti iye akabva kuhwedza kuti anotsvaga basa kumatibele lembi uku ari kuti iye ari kuita zvekuchera zvicherwa kana kuti yatingati magweja kunzvimbo iyoyo asi ari kuti iye chiri kunyanya murwadza ndechekuti abvunzwa kuti makarejista kuvhota akati ehe ndakatombovhota asi vhoti yangu haina kubuda zvakanaka uyezve akati iye semunhu wechidiki haana kutombobvira abata kana cheki mari yekuti akashandawo apa nekuti ari kuti iye zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka ari kuti vechidiki munzvimbo iyoyi vakawanikwa vachipiwa maclaim emamaini nachifu weimomo saka iye anoshandirawo mumwe munhu ane claim asi munhu uyu ane claim asi haana mari yekushandisa zvekuti vari kungoshandawo zvekungogwavha ngwavha havana mari yekuti vachere vachishandisawo muchina yechizvino zvino achitaura iye zvakare kuti vazhinji munzvimbo iyi vaunoona vati kurei vakwegura ndova nemari nekuti vakashanda panguva iyo vaipiwa macheki vakatengawo dzimba vakatengawo mota nezvimwe zvakadaro saka zviri nani kune vati kurei asi kune vechidiki zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka uyezve anga ari kutaura iye kuti hazvisi nyore kuti munhu ubve kuhwedza kunobva ivo zvakare vachiwenga vatanzwa vachitaura nhasi vari kubulawayo ndokwavanobvawo kuhwedza ikoko saka anga ari kutaura iye kuti hazvisi nyore kuti munhu ubve ikoko kuhwedza wouya kumatebhereland woita zvakare haupana mari yauri kuwana mubasa raunenge uchiita saka ndokutaura kwaari kuita achiti vechidiki pari zvino aiwa akati iye ini ndaakungoshandirawo mhuri yangu nekuti ati hanzi mutungamiri wenyika vanotaura kuti Zimbabwe is open for business asi iye pache zvake haasati aona kuti open for business yacho inorevei kuna iye nemhuri yake akati pari zvino akungoitawo zvokuti mhuri yake irarame haachisinawo basa nekuti wepanext door zviri kufamba sei ndokutaurawo kwaari kuti asanga ari kushungurudzika kuti pari zvino nyaya yekuti vanhu ngavanyorese kuvhota kana kuvhota kwaari iye haasi kuona kunge zvinosandura zvinhu sezvo ari kutarisana neupenyu hwakaoma semunhu akabva kuhwedza achiuya kumatembereland asi haasi kunyatsobata mari yakati tsvikiti
iye uyakuruma lapa ke munumzana uti okuhlupayo kuti papo ngukiyakiya nje wemuntu yabamba lapa abambe ngale mavelasi apinde abambe ngapa kwehlule uti hakunzima kakhulu so ke singazi ukuthi uregisfo sango usebuyile kumbe hatsho ti simdinge simuze ukuthi uthini ngakhona koke okhulunywa ngabantu njalo langokhetho lolubuyayo siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abaningi bakhangelele ukuthi babone ukuthi kuyahamba njani so abanye bathi into zokhetho lezi ngazilancedo so mbona ngamkamtholi qhubeka mavulasi qhubeka sibeni mxolele
apo tiri kuramba tichiona isu zvikuitika uyezve takamirira vanyarikani vedu kuti vauye pachirongwa asi nyaya huru iripo ndeyekuti pane misangano yekutsvaga rutsigiro rwemabielections uri kuitwa iwo mangwana kumubulawayo uyezve tichizoona mumwe musangano zvakare uchaitwawo nezanupf kucholocho saka mapato maviri aya vese vachange vari munzvimbo imwe chete vazhinji zvakare vari kuda kuona kuti chii chichaitika takaona muzvare Dr. Thokozani Khupe vachibuda iro svondo rino vachikurudzira kuti mapato abatane uyezve kuti vanhu vashande pamwe chete saka vazhinji vakatarisa kuti chii chichabuda parali iyoyi yeccc uyezve chii chatichanzwa kubva kuna muzvare Thokozani Khupe
otisike sizwe ke kukhupe ukuti utini ngakhona kukhulunywa ngumavelasi ukuthi abantu kumele bebambane
future generations will not forgive us if we allow next year's chance to slip away. It is a glorious chance that comes to us, the ordinary people, once in 5 years, and we must make the most of it. Time has come for political parties, students, women's movements, vendors, war veterans, the church, labor, transport operators, and towns, the civil movement, and other social networks to come together and challenge the ZANU-PF regime. In view of this, as NDC team, we are henceforth going to be working with like-minded opposition political parties because we are stronger together, and together we can deliver real change to the people of Zimbabwe. Yes, we can. As the NDC team, we are today sending a message to the world that together we are stronger. And indeed, together we can, and together we will go far. I would like to conclude by emphasizing that the hour has come.
Yeah, I think she was cut off a little bit there, Marvelous. Maybe let's try to see how best we can play this kind of video. She was really cut off.
Together, every step of the way in our quest to deliver real change so that every Zimbabwean lives in a Zimbabwe where there is equal distribution of resources and opportunities in the spirit of devolution. The hour has come for citizens to converge and vote for change. Together we can make a difference. I thank you. Distribution of resources and opportunities in the spirit of devolution. The hour has come for citizens to converge and vote for change. together we can make a difference. I thank you.
Yes, she says together people can make a difference. And as you said, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen because coalitions are very difficult, right, to actually form and sustain.
Yes, I think Lawayo really at the moment is the hottest ticket in town, or the hottest town in Zimbabwe, because there's so much coming out of Bulawayo. People are keeping eyes on what's going to happen between Thokozani Kupe and the CCC or other parties, because nobody really knows. She didn't mention who she would like to join forces with or to work alongside. So people are waiting to see what happens tomorrow. All roads lead to Bulawayo, both for the ruling party and also for the Citizens Coalition for Change. So it will be interesting to see what comes out at tomorrow's rally.
Yes, and even ZAPU is campaigning in rural areas, you know. They are busy toying and doing all these kind of things. Just listen to this clip.
Anjo sama Kristo songela. Vunembe. Ukolea tili amas. Yee. Kutavita tili amas. Yee. Waulendo tota mkolia. Mala le. Jamaa. Zautien zamaa. Waulendo tota mkolia. Pale paibini. Ai shupa le ndota. Ikupa njene zanu so. Ikupa njene zanu. Ingene sikwameni sako so itate kufuna. Ingene kosibandla lapha yezintandwane abadala bahlala idale bahlala amadala sizamthini lo muntu uyiqabana nawo bese nangisandla leziya abadala ngathi bayakhumbula nje uDavide ngolo uGoliath futhi so bathi hey madoda akuzame indlovu lenxenye ngamkwanithi uDavide engaphili kumbulalisa mina kuthe ke umfana uDavide wathi ake nithi ngizame badala hawo manini ngizame mina. Wathatha isavutha sakhe uDavida wayekumefusile egcekeni yabuya inkalakatha ithi zakukhahlela ufana lokho okufana wayiqaphela kuhle kwathi 1 2 3 kwasithi isavutha pa walubamba khonapho uGoliath izano uDavida izapho. Ilite lenu ethi ivoti inkomo wathi akusela gazi eliyachitheka la zanu uGoliath izaphu ubani ilitshe lenu kwini. Angifuni kusasa siyothitha usibani izobe sekhuluma i-violence. Angikhulumi i-violence, ngikhuluma ilitshe lika-X yilo liyachaya uDavida ngaphi ekunzini sisonke.
That is Sibanglizwe Nkomo. He's the son of the late Father Zimbabwe Joshua Nkomo. You know, what he's saying is, he's talking about the biblical David and Goliath, you know. You know what happened, you know, during the kind of thing that he's talking about. So he says, in this case, David is ZAPU, Goliath is ZANU-PF. And the stone that David used is the X for voting, you know. So he says he's not advocating violence, but he says use your X to get rid of ZANU-PF. Maybe it will work or it won't work. I don't know. Marvelous.
Apo tirikunzwa kubva kune vebato rezapu vari kutaurawo ivo vachipa muenzaniso wemubhaibheri kuti ivo sebato rezapu ndivo David, ZANU-PF ndiyo Goliath. Vachiti ivo kune avo vanga vari kuvateedzera vatsigiri vavo kuti imi pindai mubox monoita zvakaitwa naDavhida zvekuti akatema Goliath neX. X yachona moiita murichi muchivhota muchivhotera ZAPU. Saka tiri kuona kuti variwo vachienda kumaruwa nekumwewo, asi tichange takatarisa kuti tione kuti zvii zvichabuda panyaya idzi, uyezve vachitaura zvakare kuti ivo sebato rezapu havakurudzire mhirizhonga, nyanya mhirizhonga pakati pevemapato anopikisa kana batowo riri kutonga pari zvino rezanu-PF, achiti vanhu vese vari kuita zvematongerwo enyika vanofanira kuita izvi murunyararo, uyezve kuti wopinda uchinovhotera bato raunofarira. Asi apa vanga vari kutaura nevatsigiri vezapu vachiti endai munoita saDavhidha wemubhaibheri, munotema Goriati. Muchitema Goriati neX mapinda muballot box muchivhotera bato rezapu.
Yes, we still have Mr. Nkululeko Kovalanda Mate. Kovalanda, angungeni kunapo sizwa ukuthi ibandla lezapho ulifaka ngapi. Ubona ngani lalo linganyakaza kumbe akusoze kube lalo lutho lapho.
Dube sina ngiyela muva. Sambambe inkulumo kaChidumba ukuthi uthe yena abala mapowers. Ukuthi abala mapowers uyaqeda umuntu wenkosi uma esithi abala mapowers. Izapho ingabuthelela abantu ngendlela efuna ngakhona. Kodwa izanu ngavuka irikile akekho umuntu ozakhuluma ngoba uChidumba sekhulumile ukuthi abala mapowers, which means umuntu olama powers ngama leaders ezana yiwa zathi ukuthi wena hayi
sibona ngazathi
idlile noma cha
wona
engavumanga ukuthi adliwe, so which means ukuthi izaphu ayikho into ezayenza. Ngize lapha abadala kabayekele ukusebenzisa isystem yabo yokufunza abantwana udlame lolu ababelusebenzisa ngesikhathi seground. Manje bafunza abantwana iyouth thina udlame ukuthi kuto dlame lolu ngeke luphele because manje sebelunika abantwana sebegwaza abantu ngemkhonto kusuka lapho balusa ngakho thina sizabe sizilusa ebantwaneni bethu ukuthi udlame eZimbabwe ngeke luphele the way ungakhona. The way ayikwenzakala ngakhona izami ukuthi yahlala embusweni until Jesus come. Kube ngendlela iadvice enginikeza abantu bangazihluphi ngoku emaralini, ngcono umuntu azihlalele endlini ayazi ukuthi avotela abantu because emaralini khona ngale sesigwazwa ngemkhonto.
So kunobuzima lapho.
Kunobuzima obukhulu kakhulu Dube ngoba ngiyakutshela amaralini angu 28 lotho le koFlawayo. Ngoba iMDC manje legqubu lokuthi ifuna ukuphindisela. Asikwazi ukuthi iyaphindisela manje. Ingaphindisela iphindisele Tholotho ayila mapowers yokuyahlasela ngemfonto njengezana. Kodwa izasebenzisela inye iqhinga. Lelo qhinga abalisebenzisa iyabe iqeda abantu bakithi.
Yebo, so manje uthi kwenziweni lapha Gobalanda?
Abantu kabayekele amarali ngoba abuya lamabhasi labantu esingabazi ukuthi bavela ngaphi ngobani kanti izikiwe. So abantu kabazihlalele endlini umuntu ayazi lezikipa nxa kuvuma kabayekele ukuthenga izikipa ngoba ziyababulalisa. Umuntu kahlala emkondweni akhe yazi ukuthi yena ufuna ukuvotela abantu. Uma ufuna ukuvotela uChamisa uyakwazi mhlawe ivoti zihambe uyomvotela uChamisa. Uma ufuna ukuvotela umqondisi mhlawe elekshini leyo zihambe uyomvotela uyomvotela umqondisi. But into ekhona uChidumba sekhulumile amapholisa akawala power ukuthi abantu baye kumapholisa. Amapholisa la awala power sizavota the way esifuna ngakhona. Kodwa izandi yezathu ukuthi laphana liwine okungaka lokhana liwine okungaka izekhi zavuma kuphela ngoba yilapha.
Yes, yawuza kakhulu. Sicela ubambe khona mpoke sizame uRegis Usango. Siyazama ukuthi simfonele mavela sihlaphe efonini. All what Gobalanda is saying is, you know, if Zeki is saying they don't have power, so people may have problems, you know, at the end of the day. If you can manage Mavelas, maybe you can call Regis Usango. He's waiting for our call. Because from this end, I think my WhatsApp is not behaving in a good way. So let's try him from that end. While we are doing it, let's bring in a counselor in Tabazinduna who spoke with Ezra Chisaspanda about some of the challenges that they are facing. So let's listen to this interview.
Lapha ke ngibingelela ke umnonzana ngisithi unjani igama ngubani usitele ukuthi uminga.
Yes, mina ngu Alexander Mkandla ngu counselor ka ward 6 khona phe Tabazinduna.
Tabazinduna.
Yes.
Umi njani esigabeni?
Hayi. Esigabeni konoko siphakathi kwesikhathi sehlobo isikhathi somsebenzi kuningi ongaba khona of course since induna ingekho esigabeni kukhona ama-challenges here and there kodwa-ke hhayi silaye umlisa wesigaba ubaba uKhumalo
uyasebenza
Yeah.
Ngibona abantu bakomunye umbuso uchakazile sibisho kule hlobo kodwa abanye bathi ke basabasendlaleni kanti uhamba njani namzisisa.
Ya, yes, liqiniso. Abantu kabalimanga bonke. Yeah, balimile abanye abalimanga. I-major concern ukuthi emlimeleni like ewadini yami kule ndawo osukula abantu abahlezi emlimeleni.
Bafomba.
Hayi, bakhona abafakayo khonapho kulo mphathi owafakayo kodwa kungazani yena nxa esitsho uthi uchief wathi kafaka abantu
uthi ubatomala fa abantu
uthi uchief wathi kabafake abantu
uchief uchief umana this
uchief elo khona wena lo uFelix kodwa kathi sikakho
usebrithe so yabe mnika ati wena faka abantu
hayi lokho wena lapho fakazi lakho mina ngikhuluma ngento
kodwa nje ukhasela ubuza ukuthi andaba vela ngawuvunyelwe lo
ngiyavunyelwa ukubuza ngiyabuza
bakutshela uvela so labantu bobuza wesigabeni sakho
bakhansela
uvume njani bathengisela imizi bathi
oseqinisweni kukhanya ngani bayathengiselwa bayi but mina ngibabuza embabuza kulothi ngathenga akula lokho yikho engakufakazi ukuthi akulothi mina ngathenga
indawo
kodwa kukhona ukuthi irum ekhona ukuthi abantu bathengisele mhlaba
so uza kulungisa kanje ukugcina nje bebuza lapha ngibona imoto yakho solandwane ngibuza
yes ukulungisa siyakulungisa ngoba it's something that is in the process ukuthi sikulungise ngoba people have reported we also taken the issue up to council kuzalungiswa yeah ukuthi ngabe induna yini khona ngabe sisivele sekuhlelwa sokulungiswa konke
labo kuyenza voter registration at important ngibona isigaba zakho lapha abantu ba register u voter kuyini
abantu ba register they didn't tell us in time when they came in lati sibone ngama poster alba ngaba besithele kulesikhathi sayenza i voter campaign like utshela ba party ukuthi ngelanga elinje kulento enje ukuze batshela abantu so bona lati sibone sebekhona and they were here just for a day
uchuja basebenzile abakhansili kambani ngawo uthi osebenza ekhansili njengabantu bezekhilaba
ye ngaba sebenza lati ngabe ku right so singazi ukuthi babejele osobhukini but you'll find ukuthi osobhuki laba abanye bayabe siyabakwazi so kahle ukuthi babejele bani lati asikwazi
so isigaba sakho kodwa siyathuthuka nxa ukhangele lisebenza njalo member of parliament wena
no sisebenza kahle thina asila problem we have a number of developments we are building clinics we have ama schools esifuna ukuthi kona qali siwakhiwa bonke ku plan then we have ama roads since simiswe lizulu kwamanje but we have been trying by all means ukuthi silungise ama roads ethu some of them have been done some ebesiwenza destroy ngamanzi ukuthi so mele siqalise kusha futhi ukuthi silungise ama roads
abantu bakhala clean ukuthi akula mithi uhamba njani
yeah well we clean okwe mithi I can't tell at the moment because angezi report ukuthi akula mithi but we have indaba zona clinic esebenzayo yiyo abantu abaningi abantu nababuya kiyo but lamanye ama clinic akhiwayo around indaba zinduna ukuthi nxa isephelile it will ease pressure to this clinic
So that's a local leader in Dabazinduna is talking about some people who are being resettled in Dabazinduna without authority and voters registration. He says many people are not registering because some don't have the proper documents. And ZEC itself just decided to go to Dabazinduna without informing local leaders. So he says that's very problematic. So there you are, Marvelous. So. I hope we've got Mr. Vusango right now. If we can just chat to him, that would be good.
I'm trying to call. Okay, hold on. Mr. Vusango?
Hello?
Yes, if you can go ahead. We are going to chat with you and then go to CCC. We have got Sikura one. If you can go ahead, just ask him a question. What would you like to know?
Yes, so what is his take about the by-election campaigns from the ZANU side?
What's your take on the by-elections campaign from the ZANU-PF side?
Thank you very much. Our by-elections are going very well. We are having our star rallies with the president and the vice presidents are going around the country for the star rallies. The only concern we have is that we've seen that the CCC, they are busy always following up on our schedules wherever we have gone. They want to follow suit and we have seen that they are the ones who are actually following where we have gone and causing a lot of violence there. They are causing political violence. They are, you know, orchestrating violence. Why can't they also they start from somewhere? Why do they have to say if the president was in Kwekwe this day today, they are also in Kwekwe tomorrow. If the president was in Kwekwe yesterday, they are there today. Why can't they also do their own? Why are they always following ZANU-PF? And right now,
even now, he's a little bit far. We cannot hear him. When we started, he was good. Yeah. Let him go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm saying even if you look at their program, at their slogans, why are their slogans always similar to ZANU-PF? Why are they always doing everything the ZANU-PF way? Why can't they do things their own way? Now they are saying 2023. Why they are following us? We say 2023 IDFE. They are also saying 2023. Everything is always about following ZANU-PF. So why can't they do their own unique things? Mm. We have our own unique way. We don't change our party names and everything. And they continue changing their parts, but they still follow what's the pattern of ZANU-PF. Do your own pattern.
Hold on, Mr. Fusango. Let's now go to Kuraone of CCC. Vakuraone manzwa zvikutaurwa navafusango hanzi mive MDC sorry Reverse Citizens Coalition for Zimbabwe munongotedzera chete zvezano munoti
I don't want it to be petty. I want to address real issues. I think it would be very petty if I respond nyaya kuti munotedzera zvese, but let me say MDC CCC booked the Gokwe rally, they booked the Kwekwe rally before ZANU-PF. He knows that. And ZANU-PF ndobvaenda kwa Kwekwe after CCC. Now, we booked Nimlawayo. We are not in Cholocho. We are in Nimlawayo. These are two different provinces. These are two different provinces. So why is he saying the CCC is following ZANU-PF? And let me tell you, already we are now mobilizing for Mkoba rally. You will see them following us. I'm surprised when they say we are following them. Way. We booked our rallies well before them. This is the reason why Mchona is violent on our rallies. They are the ones who are violent. They are coming, they are following us. But violence. You know, last week they killed Nube in Kwekwe because they are following our rallies. I don't know what about MDC, CCC, Maradim Denga. These guys, they must accept that we coexist. They must accept that CCC is a political party is against evil. Let them do their own rallies. CCC do its own rallies. In America, you see Biden there, you see Trump there addressing the same crowd. But they can't even allow CCC to be 140 kilometers away from theirs. What kind of people are they?
Tinoona kuti mangwana kune rally yenyu ikuru muBulawayo. Mukutarisira kuti zvichafamba sei, tisataenda kuna vafusango.
As usual, CCC is the People's Party. Ndona vakazara vanhu White City Stadium. Our only fear is kuti vave violence ZANU-PF vachauya futi kuda kuzokonzera mhirizhonga. But I think kuti this time around taisa the systems in place zvekuti munhu wese anopinda mustadium anopinda achinge atariswa kuti ana zvakabata zvinokwadza vanhu here. But we know them very well.
Okay. All right, thank you. Eva Vusango, my last word. Bongo Tigaga, Gatashka,
30 seconds, yes.
Thank you very much. No, I think Kuraone is not being fair to himself, he's not being fair to the listeners. He's very sure that if we are following them, then why are you always behind where we have gone? Why don't you change if you want to change the strategy? You are now still calling yourself MDC. You just said the MDC. You switched to CCC. So it seems that you don't even know which political party you are following. Are you following?
Mm-hmm. Next question.
The listeners are hearing.
Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead, but your next
few seconds.
Okay. Yes, okay. So what we are saying is you can go to White City Stadium, but what we know is you have never delivered. There was no delivery. You could not deliver anything. It's just talk, no action.
Thank you very much. I think Marvelous, we are out of time now. Don't have extra time. In fact, Marvelous, we have hit the last minute. So we thank our guests this morning, Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF. Mr. Godfrey Kurawone, Citizens Coalition for Change, Mr. Nkululeko Gobarandamate, an independent political activist, and our correspondent Ezra Chisaspanda, and Anastasia Ndlovu as well. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kips Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanganya, who is saying have a very good night. And also thank you to Godwin Mangunjga, who gave us the video.
Thank you very much.